May 3rd, 2024. Greetings, colleagues. Enclosed is the agenda and supporting materials for the UUMA's 2024 annual meeting to be held virtually in June. Because of our commitment to electronic communications, this packet will be available online and mailed to those individuals who do not have email access or have requested paper copies. Also enclosed are the following: Report of the President, Report of the Treasurer, Report of the Trustee at Large for Widening the Circle of Concern, Report of the Trustee at Large for Governance, 2024 Bylaw Revisions, Report of the Trustee at Large for Ethics and Collegiality, Report of the Executive, 2024 Annual Meeting Agenda and Rules, 2023 Annual Meeting Minutes, 2024-25 Budget, available in print version only, 2024 Nominating Slate, 2024-2025 Renewal Structure, 2024 Ministry Days. We will once again be holding an online meeting during early June, and we envision this as our post-2020 new approach. During the 2020 and 2021 years, the UUMA discovered that this arrangement allows more people to participate, including those without the funds or schedule to travel to ministry days. A fully virtual event gives greater access to voting, and new technologies ensure only dues-paying members voted. Participation numbers make it clear that a separate, earlier annual meeting is more accessible and inclusive for many more of our colleagues and allows us to keep ministry days for collegial learning and connection. To accommodate a virtual meeting space and to allow the greatest percentage of membership participation possible, we will hold our business meeting in two parts, June 4th and 6th each day from 4-6 p.m. ET / 3-5 p.m. CT / 2-4 p.m. MT / 1-3 p.m. PT / 10 a.m. noon HT. Zoom links will be sent to those registered. A reminder that during the first gathering, after a quorum has been established, the membership will vote on the rules for the gathering. We have made minor adjustments to the meeting rules, which you will find later in this packet. After a presentation of reports, the membership will have the opportunity to discuss the proposals on the floor. At the conclusion of the discussion, the meeting will be suspended to allow for voting, by electronic ballot, on the proposals before the membership. At the second gathering, the election tellers will announce the results of the election and new officers will be installed. All portions of the meeting will be recorded and made available to those who wish to review the meeting. In order for us to be prepared for the meeting, if you wish to propose something to the board to consider placing on the agenda, including an amendment to any motion already on the agenda, please email Board Secretary Connie Simon, secretary@uuma.org, before 5 p.m. EDT on Monday, May 13th. Please contact me at president@uuma.org or any member of the board with questions or concerns. This year, the board will be holding two dialogue sessions before the meetings for members to bring questions. Visit the UUMA calendar to register for one of the sessions. Thursday, May 9, 2024, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. ET, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. CT, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. MT, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. PT, and Monday, May 20, 2024, 8:09 p.m. ET, 7:08 p.m. CT, 6:07 p.m. MT, 5:06 p.m. PT. And I look forward to seeing you there, Reverend Leslie Takahashi, she/her/hers, UUMA Board of Trustees President. Report of the President. During this past year, ministers continued to work in a post-pandemic, volunteer-poor, and anxiety-rich environment. The stress inherent in ministry was present, and many of us minister in communities or congregations with financial vulnerabilities, first exposed in the shelter years, which became more clear as well. Many of you shared my experience that the generosity of spirit some were offered during the past years abated to some extent, and an increasing number of us are dealing with loss and the after effects of traumatic experiences. Politics are extremely frightening, and in the midst of all of this, the many different capacities from which we minister are changing, with more of us in community ministry and also in contract ministry, which shifts some of the costs of ministry onto the minister. Ministry requires fortitude, and now that is more true than ever, which is why we need to support one another. That is the bottom line of my report about the work of your board, and here is some additional information. The context of ministry is changing. I appreciate those who have told me they read the executive team's analysis of some of the trends facing ministers and ministry with relief and recognition. I am glad someone else said it, one colleague said. I feel less alone. The trends, which were named in this document, have been the backdrop within which the board has done its work for the last years, and we look forward to our conversations with you about this in our dialogue sessions, annual meeting, and ministry days. This reflects the contributions of all who have participated in our dialogue sessions over the last 2 years. Covenants. We are continuing to ask how we are bound to one another, to the other religious professionals with whom we serve, and to the larger mission of Unitarian Universalism. We have heard from a number of you about how this relates to our congregations in which leaders face an increasingly difficult time with scarce resources, and in some cases, diminishing membership. We have seen how this has affected relationships with religious professionals and with us as ministers, sometimes in ways that are not productive. The UUMA board and the UUMA executive team have continued to be in conversation about these flashpoints and also about different ways that people can enter into their ministerial agreements with congregations, chaplaincies, and other community settings to reflect contemporary standards. Guided by the ongoing work of Jeanette M. Lallier and Melissa Carville Zimmer in this area, I am appreciative also of Marlene Walker, who holds our collegiality portfolio. Collegiality. With the changes in the world in which we operate professionally and larger turmoil and chaos building in the larger frame of the world, collegiality matters more than ever. Your board has been having a conversation about the fact that the way we used to do this may not be the way that is working best for people, or may need to be supplemented by other more informal or differently structured opportunities. Finding people to lead chapters in a world where we are taking on more of the work in our day jobs because of a volunteer shortage makes it harder for us to volunteer. Generational differences in ministry, as well as the growing number of people in different forms of ministry, such as chaplaincy and other community ministries, offers additional challenges. Just finding a time to meet with all the different schedules of ministers now is its own headache. We continue to support our non-geographic chapters, including those for Black, Indigenous, and people of color, disabled, transgender, and non-binary, community ministers, military, transitional ministry, and retired colleagues. If you have thoughts on how we could better support one another as colleagues, we will be talking about this in our live conversations at our annual meeting this year. At a time when we need one another more than ever, this is a conversation that requires further attention. Thanks to Connie Simons and Marlene Walker, who have offered perspectives on this. Widening the circle. At the annual meeting, the board will present a bylaw change to represent the UUMA's ongoing commitment to be hospitable as the faces involved in ministry continue to change. As some will remember, a few years ago, we removed this function from the bylaws and transferred it to the executive team, who have implemented and augmented our capacity with their consummate professionalism. Yet in our conversations, we have realized that embedding it solely in our capable professional hands keeps the UUMA from using the gifts of the many people who are committed to this ever-ongoing work. Ensuring that it is encoded in our bylaws honors that we are committed to the work of inclusivity, diversity, and multiculturalism as a core part of our mission. I am grateful to board members Joseph Sandus Lyons and Wendy Bartel for providing leadership on the bylaws revisions to better reflect these commitments. Stewardship. As funding changes for our congregations, the UUMA is also keeping an eye on our financial resources, and we have been led by our treasurer, Carol Thomas Sissel, in this area, who has kept us on track with these conversations. This is an area we hope to have more conversation about over the years. Gratitude. We were sad, and also glad for us as people served by the UUA, to say goodbye to Derek Jackson as part of the executive team. This year, we say goodbye to board member Connie Simons, who has devoted so many hours to note-taking and task-tracking with us. We also offer appreciation to Sarah Lammert and Cheryl M. Walker, who served as important advisors for us this year. Strategic priorities. Finally, I'll close with a list of strategic priorities for this next year, which we developed at our spring in-person retreat. We would welcome your conversation about these, which are listed below and attached to the name of one of the new working groups, a system which Nick Cable led us in implementing this year. One of the points that emerged from your UUMA board's conversations this year was that many of us are concerned about the state of our youth programming and the lack of a viable experience of national leadership for our youth, something that is more important as religious education. Opportunities at the local level are shrinking in many areas. We hold a general sadness that more youth are not experiencing the empowerment of Unitarian Universalism, and also a specific concern about the way in which our youth programming has served as a critical pipeline for our profession and for all religious professionals. Often, it has been at cons and national gatherings where a youth, and later a young adult buoyed by connections made in youth, have gotten their first taste of what it would mean to serve our faith through their service as a youth leader. Here are our strategic priorities and some of the questions we are asking. We welcome yours. Ensure that UU ministry continues in this world. What does ministry mean in a new environment? Look at new definitions of sustainability and value of ministry as a profession. How can we explore avocational ministry? Advocate for changes that can make paid professional ministry sustainable. Continue to be in dialogue with UUA and seminaries about lack of a pipeline. That the experience of ministry is one of justice and belonging. Spaces for groups that haven't historically had a voice at the table. Explore whether a committee on collective liberation is needed at bylaws level. Lead towards the policies, guidelines, right relations, and implementation work to widen the circle of concern. Reimagine relationships of support and accountability to ensure pathways for vocational flourishing. Communicate how critical co-creation is to ministry. Don't do this alone. Reach out to seminarians to orient them to the value of collegiality. Spreading different ways of gathering, maintain infrastructure of inclusive and inviting spaces. Assess the resources needed to strengthen collegial connections and chapters and build skills for ministries in today's changing environment. Amplify and provide the stewardship to equip the work of the executive team, staff, and volunteer leaders. Refresh our case statement. Ensuring the resources board members need to be able to advocate for investment in the UUMA. Reactivating a call for legacy giving. Consider foundation giving. Re-examine the mission, vision, and value of the UUMA in light of current conditions for UU ministry. Care for the executive team through the transition and end of FY25. Submitted, Reverend Leslie Takahashi, she/her/hers, UUMA Board President. Report of the Treasurer. Dear ones, well, we are almost finished with another church year. I'm sure it's an age thing, but the longer I am in the ministry, the quicker the days, months, and years flow by. Sometimes, the flow is gentle and smooth, and I float along serenely on calm, cool waters. But lately, that gentle stream has morphed into a choppy, swirling river. Most days, I have moments when I feel uneasy and fear that my canoe will capsize, and I'll be flipped over in the middle of the river of ministry. I imagine it feels that way for you some days too. For those days when it feels as if your canoe will flip, I offer each of you this tiny meditation. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. Stop doing and just be. Count slowly to 10, breathing in and out after you speak each number aloud. Focus on your heartbeat. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count to 10 one more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Open your eyes. Let me offer you a broad overview of the UUMA's financial context. These are the annual budget figures for the past 8 years. 2018, $1,163,340, Institute year. 2019, $905,349. 2020, $782,987. 2021, $745,597. 2022, $1,370,181, Institute year. 2023, $967,551. 2024, $831,410, projected. FY24, current year. Our endowment is recovering from several volatile years, and, after showing a loss in FY22, has rebounded. The current balance is $547,211. Overall, Our income and expenses are on track for us to project a smaller deficit than originally budgeted. Why? Dues collection is healthy, and we have reduced staffing costs due to staffing transitions. We completed a successful review of the years FY 22 and 23. Here are some highlights. The accountants found no reason for concern and made a few recommendations based upon generally accepted accounting practices. GAAP. 1. Amortize the substantial investment in our website. 2. Depreciate office computer equipment in alignment with new equipment policies. Additionally, the review recommended we show a breakout of program services on our statement of functional expenses. You can see the full review here. FY 25 budget. The board fully approved a budget for FY 25. It reflects the new revised staffing structure and includes a redistribution of our resources to more adequately support UUMA programming while continuing to use our resources most effectively. FY 25 budget expenses are backed by an expected increase in support from our MFN partners, the St. Lawrence Foundation and the Panel on Theological Education, and an extension in the dues scale. Extended dues scale. The revised dues scale extends our current dues chart from $100,000 to $150,000, recognizing inflation and acknowledging that we have not adjusted our scale since it was first implemented in 2007. We will continue to offer payment plans and waivers to ensure membership is accessible to all. This is my fourth year as your UUMA treasurer. It is a pleasure to work with my fellow board members and the executive team, and I am grateful for their supportive presence. In particular, I want to extend gratitude to exec team stalwart Jeanette Lallier and departing board member Connie Simon. They both made my role as treasurer easier. In closing, please plan to attend UUMA Ministry Days and UUA General Assembly. Hope to see you there. Sending strength for the journey, Reverend Carol Thomas Sissel. She/her/hers, UUMA Treasurer. Report of the Trustee at Large for Widening the Circle. As the Widening the Circle at Large member, I am providing my first annual report in this capacity on the Board of Trustees for the UU Minister Association, UUMA. This inaugural year has been both enlightening and challenging, and I am profoundly grateful for the leadership that has shaped the UUMA's current path. Board integration and learning. This year, my focus has been on understanding how to effectively collaborate and contribute as a board member. Learning the history and forward vision of our work together has been pivotal. I am particularly honored to be part of the first majority BIPOC Board of Trustees, and to serve as the first community minister on the board in recent memory. Current state and challenges. The Widening the Circle portfolio is currently in a visioning phase, influenced significantly by the demands placed on the UUMA during the pandemic. The operational capacity of our Committee on Anti-Racism, Anti-Oppression, Multiculturalism, CARAM, and the transition of our supportive lead staff, Reverend Derek Jackson. Currently, CARAM is inactive, reflecting these broader organizational shifts. Outreach and community engagement. In fall 2023, we conducted a community scan, reaching out to dozens of colleagues who previously served on CARAM. Direct conversations were held that have been important in grounding in the labor and wisdom that has come before. The insights gained were invaluable, highlighting the evolution of the UUMA and the ongoing need for more consistent, accessible training and education to aid in credentialing and enhancing the capacity of our ministries. New stakeholder group. Forming. There is broad agreement at the board level to reconstitute a stakeholder group based on CARAM's foundation. CARAM and previous portfolio holders have done crucial, important work that we honor. This initiative aims to evolve our ecosystem, enabling our members to organize and advance the recommendations from the Widening the Circle report. This effort will include regular engagements and dialogues with various organized UUMA member groups, such as BIPOC, Trust, and Disabled Minister groups. Addressing larger existential concerns. A critical existential concern for our faith tradition is the significant decline in youth and young adult ministries. The board is exploring ways to leverage our prophetic voices to rejuvenate these essential areas of spiritual formation, faith leadership, and covenantal community. Invitation for collaboration. I encourage all interested members to reach out with ideas or questions to further our collective mission. Your input is invaluable as we strive to make our faith as relevant and meaningful as possible in today's world. For further discussion or to share your insights, please contact me at jesantoslyons@uuma.org or call 1-503-512-0490. Respectfully, Reverend Joseph Santos Lyons, he/they. Trustee at Large for Widening the Circle of Concern, Report of the Trustee at Large for Governance. Beloved colleagues, first, a recap. I began serving on your Board of Trustees to fill the vacated secretary position. As I neared completion of that term, I was invited to fill the vacated governance trustee position. This fall, as the board prepared for our in-person meeting in September, Jeanette Lallier realized that the nominating committee had accidentally missed including a second trustee nomination for last June's election, which in the cycle would have been the governance trustee. After consulting the bylaws, the board had a conversation. We discussed options of my staying or leaving the board, including a departure at the end of the year, which would mean having someone else fill the remainder of the term. I was open to the outcome that would best serve the UUMA. The board opted to appoint me for the remainder of this year and for representatives of the board, not including me, to have a conversation with the nominating committee, NomCom, to determine a course of action. A member of the NomCom contacted me, and after a lovely conversation, I agreed to be the nominee to be elected to complete the remainder of this term through 2026. Second, the board has done a lot of work to live more fully into policy-based governance, to get more clarity about what the board does now that we have an executive team who handles a lot of the day-to-day work of the UUMA in ways that are different from how it used to be, and what a future functioning and sustainable board can be. We are holding many of the recommendations from the Widening the Circle report by the Commission on Institutional Change in the forefront and how they might apply to the UUMA. In the fall, we completed a thorough overhaul of the job descriptions in alignment with our mission, values, and new purpose statements, approved at last June's meeting. We updated the schedule of executive reporting as well as financial parameters. We also engaged in some deep work around sustainable strategic planning, creating what we hope is an iterative cycle that allows for both longer-term planning as well as emerging strategies to face the ever-ongoing onslaught of challenges we are facing in so many kinds of ministry. In the winter, we worked on more clearly defining our board working groups, what they are, what they are responsible for, who is on which one, and a practice of accountability via a reporting schedule and communication expectations. We are still learning and leaning into this new internal structure. We also refined our executive assessment as well as board self-assessment schedule to have it align with the flow of the year's work. At our in-person meeting in February, I was tasked with reviewing Bylaw Article X and making a recommendation to the board for adding in an ongoing committee focused on the anti-racism, anti-oppression, multicultural aspects of working towards collective liberation. You can learn more about that in the bylaw proposal elsewhere in this annual report. In March and April, we've been working on a new covenant with the assistance of our wonderful colleagues, Cheryl M. Walker and Sarah Lammert. If you have questions, you can reach me at atlargegovernance@uuma.org. It is an honor to serve. Wendy Bartel, name, not pronouns. Trustee at Large for Governance. 2024 Bylaw Revisions. Bylaw Change Recommendation for June 2024. Annual Meeting. Current language. Article X Standing Committees. Standing committees of the UUMA include guidelines and ethics and collegiality. The Board of Trustees shall appoint standing committees. The Board of Trustees may set up or abolish such temporary committees as may be necessary from time to time, except for those specified in these bylaws. Recommended changes. Article X. Standing perennial committees. Standing perennial committees of the UUMA include ethics and collegiality, guidelines, and widening the circle. The Board of Trustees shall appoint people to serve on its standing perennial committees. The Board of Trustees may also set up or abolish temporary committees as may be necessary from time to time, except for those specified in these bylaws. Rationale. 1. The Board has been considering a variety of words to replace standing and has landed on perennial. 2. Put the committees in alpha order, 3. We appoint people, not entities, so this is a proposed change too. Why now? We want to put into our UUMA structure an explicit committee that will support the board's work and the UUMA's mission. The UUMA exists to call forth courageous and transformative ministries, empowered by love, committed to collective liberation. Because we need one another. We want to demonstrate and foster practices that will fulfill our UUMA purpose to develop, support, and strengthen the professional ministry of Unitarian Universalism, which includes recognizing the complexity of power. As we commit to ethical ministry, our relationality with and responsibility to one another, and our shared work dismantling systems and structures of racism and oppression. Bylaw guiding us. Article the 14th, Section 1. These bylaws may be amended by a two-thirds vote of the members present and voting at any annual meeting of the UUMA. Amendments to the bylaws must be submitted by the Board of Trustees or by a petition of 5 or more members filed with the President at least 60 days prior to a UUMA meeting. The text of all proposed bylaw amendments shall accompany the call to the meeting and shall be sent to all voting members not less than 30 days prior to the meeting. All proposed amendments shall be accompanied by the names of the sponsors, or, if proposed by the Board of Trustees, the names of the members voting in favor of the proposed amendment. Board support. After some discussion on format, what to call the general board committees, and what to call this new committee in particular, the recommendation was unanimously approved in the Board Policies Bylaws Working Group and at the April board meeting, which included voting members Leslie Takahashi, Nick Cable, Connie Simon, Carol Thomas Sissel, Joseph Santos Lyons, Marlene Walker, and Wendy Bartell, and ex officio members Jeanette Lallier and Melissa Carville Zemer. Concern: future UUMA members may think this work is only the responsibility of the Widening the Circle Trustee or the Widening the Circle Committee, rather than a responsibility we all have to analyze power, practice anti-racism, anti-oppression, and multiculturalism, and increase diversity, equity, and inclusion everywhere, as we learn to recognize and dismantle white supremacy culture in ourselves, our systems, and structures. We all have to do this work, together. Because we know this is true, the board is deeply committed to providing a charge to this committee that invites all UUMA members into engaging in this work. Submitted on behalf of the board, Reverend Wendy Bartell, name dot not pronouns, please. Trustee at large for governance. Report of the Trustee at Large for Ethics and Collegiality. It has been a quiet year for the Committee on Ethics and Collegiality, CEC. No cases were brought that required the convening of a CEC. I want to thank the members of the CEC, Seth Carrier Ladd, Walter LaFleur, Leah Ongiri, Jen Ryu, and Amy Shaw for their service. This lack of cases being brought to the CEC is the result of the good work of the Good Officers for Right Relationship process, being able to resolve conflicts between colleagues before the conflict rises to the need for a CAC. We have been having discussions about how the CEC process has worked in the past and how it might be improved. We are considering making a change to the charge of the CEC, which would direct the CEC to refer all allegations of ministerial misconduct to the MFC and restrict themselves to working with breaks in covenant that are not resolvable through good offices, but which do not rise to the level of alleged misconduct. Collegiality Working Group. The Collegiality Working Group has been having deep discussions about how our members connect collegially and about how our chapters are functioning post-pandemic and how we can better support chapters and other ways of collegial connection. I continue to be honored to serve the UUMA. Respectfully, Reverend Dr. Marlene Walker, she/her. At-large board member, Collegiality and Ethics. Report of the Executive Leadership Team. We begin this report with gratitude. Gratitude for you, our members, for the generosity of spirit you continue to display in the face of an ever-changing world. Gratitude to UUM, a President Reverend Leslie Takahashi, and our Board of Trustees for the unfailing support and confidence that enables us to be bold and courageous leaders. And gratitude to the UUMA staff for their flexibility and commitment to supporting our mission of calling forth courageous and transformative ministries, empowered by love, committed to collective liberation. Because we need one another. We are grateful for the combined 13 years of service the Reverend Derek Jackson and Allison King have provided the UUMA. As Derek moves on to support the ministry in the position of UUA credentialing director, he leaves a rich legacy here at the UUMA. His contributions to an ethic of shared ministry, the shift from the learning to the learned ministry, and a new vision of how the UUMA supports lifelong learning will continue to inform our work for years to come. A true partner in crime, we are grateful for Allison King's many years of service. Allison embodies a true team spirit. While ending her employment as Derek's partner in learning, she began as the UUMA office assistant and was always willing to provide coverage and assistance with any project or need that arose. We wish Allison well as she moves on to be the executive administrator for the Association of UU Music Ministries. As an executive team, we are in a unique position to let you know that our UUMA is very well served by so many leaders. First among them are the incredible leaders who serve on our Board of Trustees. We have been so inspired by the leadership of Reverend Leslie Takahashi as the president of our Board of Trustees. Leslie is a wise, talented, and deeply experienced minister who exemplifies what it means to be faithful amidst challenging circumstances. And she is joined on our board by a wealth of faithful, talented, and generous members. We offer our deep gratitude to Reverend Connie Simon as she concludes her term as secretary this June. The role of secretary is challenging as it entails careful attention to the minutes as well as full board participation. Connie has attended closely to both of these roles alongside so many other responsibilities. Our board is better for her service, and we wish her well as she continues her service to the UUMA in a new role as the Berry Street scribe. Thank you, Connie. All of our board members are so generous with their time and talent, and we hope you will join us in thanking them for their leadership. In addition to Leslie and Connie, our Board of Trustees this year has included Reverend Carol Thomas Sissel, Reverend Marlene Walker, Reverend Wendy Bartell, Reverend Nick Cable, and Reverend Joseph Santos Lyons. As we move now to share some highlights of this last year, we encourage you to take a moment to review the why, how, and what of the UUMA. Learn more here. Guided by these statements, we create and annually update a 3-year work plan which attempts to describe what we do. This executive leadership team report is organized by the headings of our plan, describing what we do and offer as the UUMA. We promote lifelong growth and learning in ministry. Executive Team Lead, Melissa Carville-Zeemer, Community of Practice Handbook. Before his departure, Derek was able to finish working on the creation of a Community of Practice Handbook, which is now freely available to all of our members. We know that many of our members engage in small collegial groups around a wide range of topics. This handbook is intended to help groups effectively organize themselves and their processes in order to advance their learning. Continuing education standards. One of the things Derek completed this year was a member survey of our continuing education standards. What we learned is that there is wide acceptance of the standards among our members. The biggest challenge with their usability is the process of tracking. Our new lifelong learning manager will be responsible for using the gathered data to evaluate and suggest revisions to the system. We also expect those updates to make it easier for people to share resources as we move into a more focused effort to curate continuing education resources. Coaching. Our coaching program continues to be a strong and reliable source of support for colleagues and their ministries. This year, we have matched a record high 20 colleagues with a coach. Learn if you can benefit from this service here. We remain grateful to the Reverend Kathy Sage and the coaching coordinating team, Reverend Julie Stoneberg and Reverend Darcy Lane, for their efforts to keep this program operating smoothly. Institute planning. We continue to plan for our next Institute for the Learning Ministry to be held in January 2026. We anticipate announcing details in the new fiscal year, Neurodivergent Skill Up Series. We are grateful to all of the organizers and presenters and participants in this series, which we co-sponsored with the UUA and which concluded this past year. If you haven't yet, we encourage you to engage with the wealth of excellent material to deepen your learning. We support ministers in all stages and settings. Executive Team Lead, Melissa Carville-Zeemer, Good Offices. We are very pleased to share that we were able to complete a thorough revision to the Good Offices Handbook this year. The new handbook is hosted on our website in a form which will make it more user-friendly and much easier to maintain going forward. Special thanks are due to our program administrator, Reverend Jan Tadeo, and to our Good Offices coordinating team, Reverend Eva Cameron, Reverend David Messner, Reverend Aaron Payson, Reverend Catherine Ishida, Reverend Amy Petrie Shaw, and Reverend Ija Simpson Newberry, for helping to create the revised handbook. That team was also instrumental in helping to create and present our updated Good Offices orientation and initial training series. In addition to advancing these two projects, the Good Offices coordinating team plays an important role in facilitating thrice annual consultation groups for all our Good Offices people. Many, many thanks to all of the colleagues who take up the role of Good Offices person. Participating in the training and consultation groups and being available to colleagues is a big job and so important to our collegial community. The Ministry of Good Offices depends upon all of the colleagues who say yes to this vitally important role. Thank you, Good Offices people, past and present. Mentoring. Another major project we have completed this year is the revision of our mentor training materials. Many thanks are due to Reverend Dr. Larry Pierce and Reverend Kimberly Quinn Johnson, who completed the revision work for us and who are now training colleagues with the updated materials. Almost 100 colleagues signed up to participate in the training this spring, which we are recording and will have edited for upload into a web-based learning system for future on-demand use. We are grateful for our partnership on this project with Reverend Marta Valentine, UUA Professional Development Director, and for funding from the UUA and the Panel on Theological Education, which made the project possible. Ministerial Formation Network. Since the official launch in 2017, the Ministerial Formation Network, MFN, has become a vital part of the preparation and support offered to individuals dedicating their life to the vocation of the professional Unitarian Universalist ministry. With the generous support of the Panel on Theological Education and the St. Lawrence Foundation, we are excited to make permanent the addition of full-time staffing, Reverend Michelle Favreau, MFN Manager. Individual and group discernment, collegiality, and ongoing supplemental education are at the heart of the MFN offerings. For a full review of the MFN activity over the past year, we refer you to our full program report. Of particular note, we recognize that approximately 60% of MFN participants are educated in non-UU theological school settings, and that the shifts in virtual hybrid education combined with the changing nature of parish ministry calls us to new ways of supporting, training, and equipping our newest colleagues and those who mentor and support them. Collegiality. We continue to host a collegial conversation series during the program year with good results. We are grateful to all the colleagues who presented and or helped lead conversations on a wide variety of topics. To find all the recent collegial conversations we have hosted, and to find those that are posted in the future, go to uuma.org and search Collegial Conversations in the Resource Library. Recordings and/or notes for the conversations and webinars in the series this year are linked below. Collegial Conversation, Introduction to Good Offices for UUMA Members, October 2023. Collegial Conversation Notes, AI and Ministry, October 2023. International Collegial Conversation, Fall 2023. Multi-Generational Conversation, Building Good Relationships, Between Active and Retired Ministers, November 2023. Ministerial Search Webinar, 2024. Ending. Well, Reflections on Ending Your Ministry. Well, January 2024. How to Read Our Contract, February 2024. Collegial Conversation, The Ministry of Spiritual Direction, January 2024. Exploring Veterans Administration Chaplaincy, April 2024. Building Good Relationships, Between Parish and Community Ministers, April 2024. Chapters. One of the things we have been exploring is how the roles of our chapters need to shift as colleagues connect more and more in self-organized small groups. The number of collegial groups is likely in the hundreds, including social groups, support groups, covenant groups, social groups, texting groups, study groups, preaching groups, and groups that gather as communities of practice. There are groups that were formed in seminary or for MFC study that continue on for years and years, and groups that are formed for a season around particular collegial needs and concerns. Many colleagues are in more than one group, such that they have recurring collegial gatherings multiple times per month. Meanwhile, some of our chapters are struggling to find leaders and energy, while others are flourishing. Even with the proliferation of colleague-created groups, chapters remain an important, accessible means of connecting and deepening with colleagues across a range of identities who either practice in the same part of the world or who share an identity or ministry context. Our Chapter Leader Handbook is an easy-to-use, approachable, and useful tool for all of you who say yes to helping ensure chapters continue to be available as an important entry point for collegial connection and learning. Thank you, chapter leaders, for your faithful work in caring for our collegial community. We maintain guidelines and offer accountability processes. Executive Team Lead, Melissa Carville-Zeemer. Guidelines. As the guidelines are under the direct leadership of the Board of Trustees, you will find reports from our board-appointed guidelines committees elsewhere in this annual report. Our executive team supports this aspect of the board's work by serving as staff liaisons to board-appointed committees. Committee on Ethics and Collegiality. And this is another committee that is under the purview of the board. Members of the committee include Seth Carrier-Ladd, Walter LaFleur, Leah Ongiri, Nathan Ryan, Jen Ryu, and Amy Shaw. The committee was not called upon by colleagues this past year. Common Ethics Panel. Melissa Carville-Zeemer continues to represent the UUMA on the Common Ethics Steering Team. The team has completed a first draft of a recovenanting process based on the 2022 Truth and Reconciliation Retreat for Religious Professionals, which is currently being reviewed by the boards of trustees of each of our professional organizations. We work to dismantle systems and structures of racism and oppression. Executive Team Lead, Melissa Carville-Zeemer and Jeanette M. Lallier. Partnerships for Collective Liberation. As the lead on this dimension of our work, Reverend Derek Jackson prioritized investing in relationships with stakeholders and collaborators, including Beloved Conversations, UUA staff, DRU-UMM, BLUU, the Finding Our Way Home community, and others. Derek also focused energy on trying to equip and support the revitalization of the BIPOC-UUMA chapter. We look forward to, in partnership with the board, exploring ways to nurture and support these relationships, clarifying board work and staff work. Another focal area of Derek's work in this past year has been working with our Widening the Circle board member, Reverend Joseph Santos Lyons, on distinguishing between board and staff work in this domain, as well as the areas of overlap. One of the role distinctions they affirmed is the staff responsibility for ensuring anti-racism and anti-oppression work are centered in our ministries, programs, and operations. We are proud of the ways we have centered this work in our continuing education, collegiality, and formation programming. Fulfilling the call. Since our last report, we shared an important notice with our members with regard to fulfilling the call. Since that resource was released 10 years ago, we have learned much about sizism, neurodivergence, and ableism. We recognize that some of the language in fulfilling the call reflects prejudice and biases that should not be a part of a ministerial evaluation. Therefore, we discourage using the performance area, attends to one's well-being in Duty 7 as a means of evaluation until an update to fulfilling the call is developed. We are grateful to the colleagues who alerted us and apologize for the harm experienced. Full resource with annotated note can be found here. We conduct our operations in alignment with our values. Executive Team Lead, Jeanette M. Lallier, Organizational Health. The UUMA continues to be deeply concerned about sustainability amidst the changing nature of ministry. Because of this, upon the departure of two beloved staff members, we took the time to reflect faithfully on our own staffing structure with a focus on equity and long-term financial sustainability. The board-approved staff structure is informed by our following considerations: the commitment to continue the ministerial formation manager as permanent staff, the rising cost of benefits, specifically health insurance, and our commitment to provide coverage for all eligible staff, our commitment to narrow the wage gap between executive and support staff, changing realities in the continuing education landscape, and our mission and the unique value the UUMA represents to provide collegiality, support, and accountability. The revised staffing structure keeps 6 FTUs while shifting responsibilities among the staff portfolios. The executive team has shifted from 3 to 2 positions: co-executive director for operations and finance and co-executive director for ministries and programs, as we seek a full-time lifelong learning manager to work in partnership with the expanded charge of our dedicated ministerial formation manager, the Reverend Michelle Favreau. We feel that retaining a 2-person executive still allows the UUMA to benefit from some of the benefits of shared ministry at the highest level of our staffing, while also allocating our staffing hours and responsibilities to enable us to focus on providing the ministries, programs, structures, and services that are most needed and valued by members of the UUMA. Additionally, the support positions have been reimagined as we look towards a collaborative approach to administrative services. Having returned from family leave, the fabulous Hannah Franco Isaacs will begin to focus her portfolio on membership and communications as membership administrator, and the Reverend John Tadeo will expand the role of collegial care assistant to support all UUMA programs as program administrator. You can read more about the philosophy of our staff transition in our weekly news archives. Membership Report. Numbering 1900, membership in the UUMA remains steady. This year, we have welcomed 40 new members, embraced a new non-geographical chapter for those who identify as retired, and seen a steady rate of membership renewals. For the first time, a non-geographic chapter, the Community Ministers Chapter, is our largest chapter. We have sadly noted 19 deaths among our members and acknowledged 14 removals, resignations. Of these, 8 members were removed from membership as a result of loss of fellowship candidacy with the UUA or are no longer practicing or pursuing the UU ministry, and 6 did not report a reason. We provide spiritual, theological, and religious leadership throughout Unitarian Universalism. Executive Team Leads, Melissa Carville-Zeemer and Jeanette M. Lallier. Advocacy. Advocacy is an area of work that is held in common by both our executive team and our Board of Trustees. Highlights of our efforts this past year include advocacy for the sustainability of ministry. 2 days off as the expectation in the UUAUUMA Joint Agreement for Parish Ministers. A package of human resource materials for chaplains and other community ministers. Thanks to our consultant, Reverend Alex McGee, we look forward to sharing those materials soon. Congregational accountability. Expanded resourcing for the Ministerial Formation Network. Advocacy examples with regard to compensation and contracts. As liaison to the UUA's Church Staff Finance Office personnel, Jeanette has partnered with Jan Gartner and UUMA member Reverend Ruth Van Lillian in combining existing documents to create an expanded recommended agreement, which gives additional considerations for interim, developmental, part-time, and second ministry contexts. This work is parallel to the board's committee to look at the guidelines in light of the joint agreement recommendations and our shared advocacy work on the sustainability of ministry. Additionally, we continue to look at what it means to be a partner in this work when the UUA's resources are so much more extensive than ours and when they have ultimate authority over the document. Community ministry. We are excited to be partnering with the UUA on a real retreat for community ministers. The retreat prioritizes the scheduling needs of community ministers and attends to the challenges created by limited time off and little or no funding for professional development. The retreat, as well as 3 pre-retreats, are focused on rest, renewal, and reflection. We are grateful to be able to offer funding for participants to really get away over a weekend or to use the funds for childcare or nurturing food or anything else that will help them fully access and enjoy the retreat. The future of ministry. We continue to spend a lot of time and energy surveying the landscape of religious life and leadership this year. We prepared a context statement with some of the key factors influencing the practice of ministry in our time and developed our 2024 Ministry Days as an opportunity to have deep and, we hope, generative conversations about what we need and what we are finding as we explore, experiment, and learn about the skills and practices needed for ministry today. We are looking forward to beginning these conversations at our 2024 annual meeting, continuing them at Ministry Days, and then finding ways to carry forward the momentum we are sure will emerge from ministry days into a new year. Respectfully submitted, Jeanette M. Lallier, she/her, Director of Operations and Finance. Reverend Melissa Carville Zimmer, she/her, Director of Ministries and Programs. 2024 Annual Meeting Agenda and Rules. Draft, final agenda will be distributed after the May 13th deadline. Tuesday, June 4th, virtually at 4:06 p.m. ET/3:05 p.m. CT/2:04 p.m. MT/1:03 p.m. PT*. Zoom information, TBD. Invocation and call to order. Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Quorum check. Consent agenda. Appointment of Parliamentarian, Kelly Aspruth Jackson. Timekeeper, Nick Cable. Election tellers, Chip Roush, Samaya Oakley, Jamie Rieger. Adoption of rules and procedures. Approval of 2023. Annual meeting minutes. UUMA President's Report. Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. 2024, Bylaw Revisions, Wendy Bartel, Governance Trustee. Nominating Committee Report, Motion and Discussion, Margalie Belazaire and Ali Bell, Co-Chairs. Other Business, the Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Recognition of Reverend Derek Jackson. Context of Ministry Conversation. Suspension of Meeting. Voting opens 8 p.m. ET, June 4th, 2024, and closes June 5th, 2024 at 11 p.m. ET. Thursday, June 6th, virtually at 4:06 p.m. ET/3:05 p.m. CT/2:04 p.m. MT/1:03 p.m. PT*. Zoom information, TBD. Reconvening of meeting. Reminder of rules and voting, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Treasurer Report, Carol Thomas Sissel, UUMA Treasurer. Report of Election Tellers. UUMA Exec Team Report, Jeanette Lallier, Melissa Carville Zimmer. Context of Ministry Conversation, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Recognition and Thanks. Leslie Takahashi and Nick Cable. Installation of Incoming Board and Nominating Committee, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Closing Words, Connie Simon. Adjournment, asterisk. While we hope the meetings will last 90 minutes, 2 hours have been reserved to account for discussion of motions and amendments. Draft 2024 Annual Meeting Rules. Rules Preamble. Beginning in 2020, as part of an ongoing process of making the UUMA truly an association for all of its members, after much discernment and with particular attention to fully including and serving people with identities too long marginalized and underserved by our institution. In the interest of transparency, we put forward new rules for our meeting. These rules attempted to be simple but comprehensive, rather than relying on Robert's Rules of Order, which were sometimes a source of dispute and have an uneven reputation amongst us. This year, having already held 4 annual meetings under this new organizing method, we are putting forward a very similar structure, which incorporates changes based on learnings from the 2020 to 2023 annual meetings. While longer, we believe they add clarity. If they are approved by the body at the start of the meeting as part of the consent agenda, they will be the rules we will use in our annual meeting. We will not be relying on any other documents other than the UUMA's bylaws. In this way, we all have access to the same playbook. Reverend Kelly Aspruth Jackson, UUMA Parliamentarian for the 2024 Annual Meeting. Draft Meeting, Rules and Procedures. In order to help us make decisions as a body, the following rules will guide us. 1. In an effort to center voices that are too often marginalized in dominant culture, we will observe a progressive stack. At least the first 3 speaking slots for discussion will be reserved for Black, Indigenous, people of color, disabled, fat, trans, non-binary, and other members with marginalized identities. If, after 3 speakers or 1 minute of open space with no members in the progressive stack wishing to speak, the conversation will be open to all. 2. You may speak on an issue once for up to 2 minutes. 3. You may speak a second time after folks are done speaking for their first time. 4. You can't borrow time from or lend time to another speaker. 5. If no one is waiting to speak on a given motion, the president can call for a vote. 6. Discussion time for each item requiring a vote is 15 minutes, after which the president asks, 6 more minutes? The meeting participants will then vote on whether to extend. If no, discussion closes and we vote on the original item. This means we will spend 15 minutes discussing the main motion before any submitted amendments will be entertained, unless no one is waiting to speak. The 15 minutes allotted for discussion will be paused during transitions. 7. The Board of Trustees determines the agenda. Members may discuss or work to amend any business items placed on the agenda, except bylaw amendments. In compliance with Article 14, Section 1, no amendments were submitted by members 60 days prior to the meeting, and the full text of the bylaws amendments accompanied the call to the meeting at least 30 days prior to the meeting. 8. To propose something to the board to consider placing on the agenda, including an amendment to any motion already on the agenda, please present it in writing to the UUMA secretary, secretary@uuma.org, before 5 o'clock p.m. EDT, May 13, 2024. 9. Addressing the Assembly from the Virtual Meeting Space. Those wishing to address the Assembly from the Virtual Meeting Space should message the online moderator the nature of their request, pro, con, procedural. The online moderator will introduce speakers to the President to be recognized in turn, pro, con, unless there is a request for a procedural question, which will always take precedence. 10. Where these rules fall silent and the bylaws do not give guidance, the decision of the President shall prevail. The decision of the President can be overruled by a majority vote of the membership present, after a motion and second to do so. Virtual Annual Meeting Gathering Norms. Chat. The chat feature will be turned off during core and essential discussions unless the presenter requests chat participation as part of the agenda item. To make space for collegial interaction, the chat will be on 10 minutes prior and 10 minutes post-event. Participants may chat at any time with tech hosts, event chaplains, and Covenantal Relations team members. Private chat will not be available once the meeting starts. Video. Participants will be invited to turn off their video upon starting the meeting. Participants should unmute their video only when speaking or requested to do so by the presenter. During the pre- and post-social time, video may be enabled. Audio. Participants' audio will be muted automatically upon entering the annual meetings programming. Participants should unmute their audio only when speaking or requested to do so by the presenter. Voting procedures. The voting process for the 2024 annual meeting will be as follows. After items for membership consideration have been presented to the meeting, an opportunity has been given for discussion of main motions and any submitted amendment of proposals, the meeting will be suspended to allow voting through an online portal. Members will have at least 24 hours from the opening of voting to log in to their member profile at uuma.org and register their vote. All members who vote are encouraged to have attended the annual meeting or to have watched the recording. Election tellers will check that a quorum of members has been met in the number of submitted votes, count ballots, and report back to membership of the results at the conclusion of the meeting. Those members experiencing technical troubles or who do not have access to the web may call the UUMA office line and leave their votes on a secure voicemail system. Voting on meeting rules and amendments, submitted before May 13th, that affect the main motion shall be done by the Zoom polling system. 2023 Annual Meeting Minutes. Session 1, June 6, 2023, 2 o'clock. ET, 1 o'clock, MT, 12 o'clock. CT, 11 o'clock. PT. Zoom. Link to annual meeting packet. https://uuma.org/resource/2023/ampacket/. Welcome and introduction. Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Meeting called to order at 2:05 p.m. ET. Tech instructions. Hannah Franco Isaacs, Administrator. Invocation. Connie Simon, UUMA Secretary. Quorum check. Jeanette Lallier, Director of Operations. With 1,911 members, a quorum of 191 is required. With current online attendance of 269, a quorum is confirmed. Consent Agenda. Appointment of Parliamentarian, Kelly Aspruth Jackson, Timekeeper, Nick Cable, and Election Tellers, Greg Caro-Boyd, Jamie Rieger, and Chip Roush. Adoption of Rules and Procedures. Approval of 2022. Annual Meeting Minutes. UUMA President's Report. Leslie Takahashi cited the changing nature of ministry and cautioned that the UUMA cannot stay stagnant. We must figure out how to serve the growing number of community ministers and other types of ministers serving across multiple locations and time zones. We are called to find true collegiality among us and be particularly mindful of changes facing our trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming colleagues. We acknowledge the lingering trauma, physical, and mental effects of the pandemic. With these frames in mind, the work of the UUMA Board and Executive Team this year is focused on advocacy. Bylaws, Revisions, Motions, and Discussion. Wendy Bartel, Trustee at Large for Governance. Proposal Number 1. Article 1, Section 3 be amended to read as follows. Article 1, Section 3. The UUMA's purpose is to develop, support, and strengthen the professional ministry of Unitarian Universalism. Through their respective roles, the members, board, executive, and staff of the UUMA will nurture our transforming faith through collaborative leadership. Recognizing the complexity of power and committed to ethical ministry, our relationality with and responsibility to one another, and our shared work dismantling systems and structures of racism and oppression, we 1. Help interpret and understand the roles and purposes of ministry, informed by our guidelines for the conduct of ministry. 2. Advocate for the ministerial roles, rights, and responsibilities of members, especially regarding actions that diminish those roles or curtail those rights and responsibilities. 3. Deepen practices of covenant and lifelong learning, finding inspiration and sustenance in our collegial connection to one another, supporting each other in growth and renewal, and strengthening our skills and capacities in ministry. 4. Create and participate in accountability practices in the UUMA and foster accountable relationships with other religious professionals and organizations within Unitarian Universalism. Wendy Bartel moved that the membership accept the proposed bylaws revision to Article 1, Section 3. Vote suspended to electronic ballot. Proposal Number 2. Article 14, Section 1, be amended to correct a typographical error by deleting the word mailed from the third sentence. The current version reads, "The text of all proposed bylaw amendments shall accompany the call to the meeting and shall be mailed to all voting members not less than 30 days prior to the meeting." The proposed language would read, "The text of all proposed bylaw amendments shall accompany the call to the meeting and shall be sent to all voting members not less than 30 days prior to the meeting." Wendy Bartel moved that the membership accept the proposed bylaws revision to Article 14, Section 1. Vote suspended to electronic ballot. Nominating Committee Motion and Discussion. Amy Williams-Clark and Margali Belazaire, co-chairs. Nominating Committee. Co-chairs, together with members Amy Kalesa DeBeck, Cynthia Landrum, Ali Casey Bell, and DC Fortune, present the slate of candidates. Board Treasurer, Carol Thomas Sissel. Board Trustee at Large for Widening the Circle of Concern, Joseph Sanis Lyons. Nominating Committee, two positions, John Coffey and Edith Love. No additional nominations received from the floor and no discussion. Vote suspended to electronic ballot. Voting will be opened following the suspension of the meeting today at 5 p.m. ET. Voting closes at 5 p.m. ET on June 7, 2023. Announcements. Jeanette Lallier, Director of Operations. Staff is available to answer questions with our new web voting platform. Recording of today's session will be posted by 5 p.m. ET today. Collegial Circles. Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. What kinds of collegial support are working for you, and why, in 2023? What kinds of collegial support do you not have and need? participants were asked to respond to a poll requesting their preferences in this area to better inform the work of the UUMA board over the coming year. UUMA chapter gatherings, 52%. UUMA cluster meetings, 56%. Collegial study groups, 25%. Collegial support groups, 30%. Collegial spiritual practice groups, 16%. Collegial friend groups, 48%. Other business, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA president, none. Meeting suspended at 3:39 p.m. ET. Closing words, Marlene Walker, trustee at large for ethics and collegiality. Session 2, June 8, 2023-2, 00 ET, 1 p.m. MT, 12 o'clock. CT, 11 o'clock ET. Zoom. Reconvening of meeting and reminder of rules and voting. Leslie Takahashi, UUMA president. Meeting called to order at 2:04 p.m. ET. UUMA board goals. Continue to move towards a new vision for board governance, as a board and in collaborative relationship with the executive team that can be sustained now and into the future. Amplify the work of the UUMA executive team, staff, and volunteer leaders working to strengthen collegial connections and chapters. We are also working to expand our collective capacity to gain those ministerial skills which help us in these changing and turbulent times. Lead towards the implementation of work of the Commission on Institutional Change, Guidelines, and Right Relations. To engage in leadership-level conversations about the rapidly and dramatically changing landscape in ministry, and to advocate for the kinds of changes that can make paid, professional ministry sustainable. Treasurer Report, Carol Thomas Sissel, UUMA Treasurer. The full Treasurer's Report is included in the annual meeting packet. Considering the current markets, the endowment fund is solid with a current balance of $524,764. UUMA overall expenses increased due to staff changes, website upgrade, and return to in-person meetings. Return to in-person events increased costs to participate at collaborative events with a UUMM in Lareda and to attend Finding Our Way Home. Registration is currently strong for Ministry Days 2023. Program income is up due to the Neurodivergence series. We recovered approximately $22,000 from a previously undiscovered error during a treasurer transfer that occurred prior to the hiring of professional staff. Report of election tellers. Greg Caro Boyd. A total of 252 members voted. Bylaws revision number 1. Yes, 244, no 8, abstain 0. The proposal passes. Bylaws revision number 2. Yes, 250. No, 2, abstain, 0. The proposal passes. Nominating committee slate. Yes, 246. No, 2, abstain, 4. The slate is approved. Executive team report. Derek Jackson, Jeanette Lallier, Melissa Carville-Zeemer. Ministries for Collegial Care. Melissa Carville-Zeemer. Praised the rich, wide, and deep diversity of UUMA members and their ministries. Work on the Shared Guidelines Project, also known as the Common Ethics Panel, continues. All the professional teams have identified the ethical code of conduct. The work for the coming year is to figure out an accountability plan. All board will review the draft and give feedback. We are also working with chapter leaders to understand the changing chapter landscape. Ministries for Lifelong Learning, Derek Jackson. The new website platform has opened new possibilities in lifelong learning. We are reviewing our continuing education standards and building a training program to expand coaching availability. The UUMA is in conversation with the UUA to create a community minister's retreat and with Meadville Lombard on Beloved Conversations. Planning has begun for the next institute in 2025 to 2026. Congratulations and gratitude to UUMA intern Aaron Morton. Operations, Jeanette M. Lallier. Thank you to volunteers, staff, board, and members for their support, commitment, and dedication. Encouraged members to support the Sustainability Fund. Referred members to full executive team report, which is available in text and audio format. Congregational Accountability Discussion, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA president. A major focus of the UUMA dialogue sessions this year has been whether the UUMA board needs to take a larger advocacy role on our behalf. Topics mentioned have included changes to the general agreement, 2 days off, caps on hours per week, holding congregations accountable, accuracy of congregational records, conflict resolution, ministerial search restrictions, relations with UUA regional staff, and training for non-ministerial colleagues on boundaries and sexual conduct. Invited members to break into small groups to discuss which issues are priorities for the resources we have. Recognition and thanks. Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President, and Nick Cable, UUMA Vice President. Outgoing nominating committee members, Amy Williams-Clark and Amy DeBeck. Bylaws committee members, Diana McLean, Patrick McLaughlin, Lisa Presley, Diana Smith, Wendy Bartle, and Jeanette M. Lallier. Guidelines committee, Joint Agreement Alignment Team, Greg Caroboyd, Jennifer Hamlin-Navius, Michelle Walsh, and Sean Newton. Guidelines committee definitions. Team, Barbara Coeyman, Diane Daugert, Kaylee Fire, and Jennifer Peake. Complaint review and recommendations. Seth Carrier-Ladd, Walter LaFleur, Leah Ongiri, Nathan Ryan, Jen Ryu, and Amy Shaw. UUMA Ministerial Fellowship Committee, representatives, Jacqueline Brett, Jacqueline Clement, Amanda Pape, and Greg Ward. Outgoing trustee at large for AIOMC, Widening the Circle, Natalie Fenimore. Special thanks to the UUMA executive team, Jeanette M. Lallier, Derek Jackson, Melissa Carville-Zeemer, and the entire UUMA staff. Installation of incoming board and nominating committee. Carol Thomas Sissel, treasurer. Joseph Sandus Lyons, trustee at large for Widening the Circle. John Coffey and Edith Love, nominating committee. Closing words. Natalie Fenimore. Invitation to Collegial Connection. Melissa Carville-Zeemer, Director of Ministries for Collegial Care Meeting. Adjourned by UUMA President Leslie Takahashi at 3:52 p.m. ET. Respectfully submitted, Connie Simon, UUMA Secretary. 2024 Nominating Slate. Positions for election. Board President, Reverend Robin Tanner. Board Secretary, Reverend Chris Rothbauer. Member at Large, Reverend Wendy Bartell. Nominating Committee, 2 positions. Reverend ABHI Janamanchi. Reverend Nick Fildson. The Nominating Committee recruits and selects nominees for UUMA elected leadership and strives to balance demographic factors such as gender, gender orientation, ethnicity, abilities, cultural competency, age, geography, and ministry type. Members hold 12 conference call meetings each year in addition to meetings during ministry days. Nominating Committee members, Margalie Belazaire, co-chair, Ali Casey Bell, co-chair, D.C. Fortune, Cynthia Landrum, Edith Love, Reverend Robin Tanner, board president. Reverend Dr. Robin Tanner, she/her, is a member of the lead ministry team at Beacon Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Summit, New Jersey. She holds a Master of Divinity from Harvard Divinity School and a doctorate in ministry from the Pacific School of Religion. Dr. Tanner was part of a 2016 effort in North Carolina that successfully overturned restrictions on clergy members marrying same-gender couples. She previously served as the lead of the National Faith Team for the Poor People's Campaign and was a senior fellow with Salvation and Social Justice. She is president of the Summit Interfaith Council and a board member of Community Change, a national organizing body empowering people for lasting change, especially people of color, women, immigrants, and people struggling to make ends meet. She believes in social change through spiritual transformation. When not protesting and preaching, she enjoys baking bread and playing board games with her wife, Reverend Anne Marie Alderman, and their 5 children ages 18 to 5. Reverend Chris Rothbauer, board secretary. Reverend Chris Rothbauer, they/them, is a parish and community minister currently serving as the senior minister at Horizon Unitarian Universalist Church in Carrollton, Texas. Chris's calling towards ministry, faith formation, and spirituality means they wear many hats as a trained spiritual director, a certified dream worker, a coach, a peer support advocate, and an adjunct professor at Cherry Hill Seminary. They currently serve on the Board of Trustees of the UU Mental Health Network and previously served on the Steering Committee of TRU-UST and the Advisory Committee of UU Class Conversations. Chris lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with a partner, Calvin, a senior rescue beagle, and a spoiled rotten cat, where they enjoy hiking, tabletop RPGs at the local game shop, and traveling to see people and attractions near and afar. Reverend Wendy Bartell, board member at large. Reverend Wendy Bartell, name, not pronouns, please, currently serves our UU congregation in Schenectady, New York, alongside Wendy's beloved, the Reverend Lynn Gardner, as co-ministers. Wendy likes building garden beds, prepping for the growth of flowers, veggies, patience, and ongoing learning. Walking Luna, the small, shy dog, observing the subtle and large changes in the neighborhood over the course of the year, eating fair trade dark chocolate, exploring governance as playground, and making music with others, preferably while dismantling white supremacy culture and deconstructing the heteropatriarchy through rhythm and our raised voices. Reverend ABHE Janamanchi, Nominating Committee. Reverend ABHI Janamanchi, he hi-bade him, serves as senior minister at Cedar Lane Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Bethesda, Maryland. Prior to his current role, ABHI served congregations in Clearwater, Florida, Madison, Wisconsin, and Park Forest, Illinois. He holds a Master of Divinity degree and an honorary degree from Meadville Lombard Theological School in Chicago, Illinois. For over 3 decades, ABHI has been deeply involved in international interfaith and multicultural work. He currently serves as UUA Ambassador to the Unitarian Union of Northeast India and the Chennai Unitarian Church, the Executive Council of Religions for Peace, USA, and on the Advisory Board of Hindus for Human Rights. He enjoys British and Nordic mysteries, poetry, listening to qawwalis, watching cricket, and parenting 2 amazing young adults and dogs with his beloved. Reverend Nick Filson, Nominating Committee. Reverend Nick Filson, he him, serves as lead minister at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Augusta, Georgia. He also currently serves as the vice president of the Southeast chapter of the UUMA. He lives in Augusta with his spouse Janaea and 2 stepchildren, Noah and Charlie. Together, they care for a German shepherd dog, a standard schnauzer, and 2 ball pythons. Nick plays basketball at least once a week as a spiritual practice and source of joy. He is also part of a local improv comedy group called Schrodinger's Cat, with whom he performs monthly to sold-out shows. As a retired professional musician, all styles of music remain integral to Nick's life. Regardless of the medium, Nick finds the sacred through play and tries to bring a playful ministry with him wherever he goes. 2024 Ministry Days, Monday, June 17th. Opening Worship. Our opening worship will be graced with the preaching gifts of Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis, Senior Minister for Public Theology and Transformation at Middle Church and Liturgy, offered by our UUMA Board President, Reverend Leslie Takahashi. Breakout Social Groups. Tuesday, June 18th. Milestones Worship. During this worship service, we are delighted to celebrate many different milestones, including formally welcoming new members, joyfully celebrating the dedication of children in our collegial community, and honoring our retiring members. Our homily will be given by the Reverend Connie Simon. Reverend Connie Simon, she, her, completes her service as UUMA Board Secretary in June. She has served this past year as interim minister of the UU Church of Davis in Davis, California, and is committed to supporting each of us to find our inner divine. She describes her ministry as helping people heal from the inside out so they can do the outside in work our world so desperately needs. Thematic Discussion Groups, 3 p.m., 4:30 p.m. Members will join breakout rooms to discuss themes from the context statement. Changing Patterns of Volunteerism, Search and Settlement, Credentialing, Seeding and Sharing Successes in Ministry, Congregational Accountability, Stewardship and Finances in Ministry, Conflict, Transitions, Faith Formation and Family Ministry, Widening Difference in Skills Needed in Large and Ministry in a Time of Climate Despair and Global Crises, Small Congregations, Opportunities and Challenges in BICO and Widening the Circle and Anti-Racist, Anti-Oppressive, multivocational ministry, multicultural ministry skills, opportunities and challenges in chaplaincy, working conditions, including compensation, and opportunities and challenges in innovative ministries, benefits, time off, opportunities and challenges in spiritual direction, youth ministry, a celebration of 25 and 50 years of ministry. Please join us for a special gathering to honor our colleagues who are marking 25 and 50-year ordination anniversaries this year. We look forward to celebrating our colleagues and sharing some of their wisdom and inspiration with you. Wednesday, June 19th. Celebration of Ministry Worship. Our annual Celebration of Ministry Service is a time to reflect on what ministry is and what it means to live a life in this vocation. Though some elements have changed in recent years, the tradition of lifting up wisdom and inspiration for those in the ministry continues. Our service will be led by Reverend Nathan Detiring, Reverend Otto Kincannon, and Soren Ostenfeld. The service will joyfully include the singers of the living tradition. Reverend Nathan W. Detiring serves as the senior minister of the Unitarian Universalist Area Church at First Parish in Sherbourne, a position he has held since 2003. Rev. Nathan's passions in ministry are how to sustain one's ministry without overworking or overfunctioning, writing for pew, pulpit, and public square, and mentoring students as they find their voice in their vocation. He is also the author of Why Can't I Fix It? The Questions We Ask When We Love Someone with Addiction, published by Skinner House. Prior to seminary, Reverend Nathan served for 2 years as a Peace Corps volunteer in Grenada, West Indies. He lives in Holliston, Massachusetts with his family. Reverend Otto Kincannon, he/him, has been the minister at the First Parish in Malden, Massachusetts for 7 years. He also has experience as a campus minister at the Ways Meet Center at the University of New Hampshire. He considers being a solo minister the best job in the world, second only to parenting his 2 children. He enjoys the energy of creating worship and community collaboratively, and the joy of seeing transformative change in the church and community come to life. Prior to ministry, Reverend Otto worked extensively in LGBTQ+ advocacy, where he recognized and affirmed his identity as a transgender man. He lives in Malden, Massachusetts with his family. Soren Ostenfeld, he, him, and they, them, has served as music director at First Parish in Malden since 2019. You may also recognize him from the Sanctuary Boston Band. As a musician, he is deeply motivated by the power of creative practice and the many ways music can nourish and transform us. Soren's work as a performer, composer, and voice teacher is also informed by his experience as a queer trans man. Learn more at www.sorenostenfeld.com. Conversation with UUA President, Reverend Dr. Sophia Betancourt. Please join us for our annual conversation with the UUA President, the Reverend Dr. Sophia Betancourt. Thematic discussion groups. Part 2. Members will join breakout rooms to discuss themes from the context statement. Conference at Berry Street. Mystery Loves Company. The Power of Mystery and Awe in Our Spiritual Lives. The purpose of convening of the Berry Street Conference for the delivery and hearing of the Berry Street essay is to contribute to the practical strength of liberal ministries. The essayist is chosen by a committee of 3 and a scribe. This year's essayist will be the Reverend Kim K. Crawford Harvey. The Reverend Miss Kim K. Crawford Harvey was ordained into the Unitarian Universalist Ministry in 1984. She spent the following year as an intern at First Parish in Brewster, Massachusetts. In 1985, she was called to the Universalist Meeting House in Provincetown, Massachusetts, which she served until 1989. In 1987, she received the Maximilian Kolbe Award for Community Service, and in 1988, she was named Provincetown Citizen of the Year. In 1989, she was called to Arlington Street Church in Boston, Massachusetts, where she continues to serve as senior minister.